The global banking crisis of 2008 set off a battle in Europe. It pits tiny Iceland against Britain and the Netherlands. Some British and Dutch citizens lost their savings when Iceland's international banks went under. Their governments reimbursed them to the tune of billions of dollars, and now those governments want Iceland to reimburse them. But Iceland is balking. The World's Jerry Hatton reports from Reykjavik.
When Iceland's banks collapsed and its currency, the krona, lost half its value, Icelanders were hit hard. Many homeowners had mortgages pegged to foreign currencies, such as the dollar or the Japanese yen. One Reykjavik resident, who didn't want to give his name, says his yen-based mortgage has more than doubled with the krona's depreciation. Sitting in his kitchen on a snowy morning, he says the financial pressure destroyed his marriage.
All the stress, you can just imagine all the sleepless nights over this. We are separated now. You know, I'm not going to put that completely on this, but this certainly didn't help. Yeah, it's just the stress of the whole thing. It's really, really hard to, you can't plan for anything. The whole family life just goes to pieces, basically.
Iceland's bank collapse didn't just hurt Icelanders. One online bank called iSave went under with billions of dollars worth of deposits belonging to British and Dutch account holders. The British and Dutch governments covered their citizens' losses. Then the governments demanded that Iceland pay up. Negotiations have been on again, off again. John McFall chairs the UK Parliament's Treasury Committee. On Friday, he said Iceland risks isolation if it doesn't cover iSave's debts.
And I think that Iceland has got to ask itself the question is, do they want to participate in the global economy yet, or do they find themselves a deep, deep, deep mire?
For many Icelanders, the answer is clear. A nation of about 317,000 people simply cannot pay back billions in lost deposits. The Reykjavik homeowner says it would drive the faltering country under.
I am against the state taking on private debt. When a private company, bank or whatever, makes a mistake, the stakeholders in that private company are the ones that should take the fall or the cost of that, and that's it.
Icelanders vote on the issue in a public referendum next weekend. Polls suggest they will reject any plan to pay back their European neighbors. That might make Icelanders feel better in the short term, says economist Thorólfur Matthíasson. But Iceland now wants to join some of those same neighbors in the European Union. Matthíasson says the UK and Holland could use the iSave issue to block Iceland's EU bid, and that could hurt Iceland down the line.
We would not have investment coming our way. We would not be included when decisions are taken regarding the market. Our firms would start to have problems exporting to the European Union.
Iceland didn't always want to join the EU. For years, its currency was strong. Unemployment held steady at about 1%. But all that has changed, says Bogi Ágústsson. Ágústsson is the former head of Iceland's state broadcaster. He says even though the euro has weakened in recent weeks, that's nothing compared to the krona's slide.
I think I can safely say that the Icelandic krona is the smallest independent currency in the world. And in this day and age of modern international finance, it is seen as simply unviable. It's far too small. It's far too vulnerable. So people would like to use a stable currency. It would be far easier to make business plans for the future within a stable currency environment, which is almost next to impossible in Iceland today.
But EU negotiations will take time, a couple of years at least. In the meantime, unemployment here now stands at 10%. Young people are starting to emigrate, although not all have given up hope. Reykjavik now has two startup cooperatives. They're places where young people with ideas and energy can set up shop for free. One co-op is called the Ministry of Ideas. It's a nondescript building on the waterfront that combines a cafe, meeting hall, performance, and office space. About a dozen startups are already working here. One guy is trying to market an inflatable stretcher. Another company is launching games for iPhones that involve mind control. Mind Games founder Orn Eroldsson says this space is the positive side of the crisis.
This is an excellent place to start. I mean, we are a very young startup, and here we actually have the facilities needed. We have desks, we have internet. But I would say, moreover, we have the connections to the people around us. You know, other startups, we talk a lot about new ideas and all that. So that has been extremely helpful. And actually, our team has grown to a certain level based on being here, actually.
Arodsson says an entrepreneurial spirit is what Iceland most needs now, no matter how the Icesave controversy is resolved. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Reykjavik, Iceland.